Suddenly the room erupted in wild shrieks and hysterical clucking as chickens flapped their wings, flew into walls, fainted, and screeched like, I don't know what. Like a room full of hysterical, brainless chickens who had gone berserk over nothing. Idiot birds. Oh, brother. I was cooked. I staggered through the blizzard of floating feathers and screaming chickens and sat down beside the door. I knew that within minutes, the big door would open and I would find myself looking into the flaming eyes of someone, Loper or Sally Mae. With nothing better to do, I began rehearsing my story. Sally Mae, I know this looks bad. A dog in the chicken house after lights out. In fact, it looks very bad, and no one is more aware of it than me. Frankly, I can't remember ever being in a more awkward situation in my whole life. All I can tell you is, I have no idea how I got here. Honest. No kidding. You'll just have to trust me on that. Would it sell? I didn't have long to wait. Minutes later, the hinges on the big door squeaked, sending stabs of terror down my backbone. The door swung open, and I turned my gaze toward... Holy smokes, you won't believe this. It wasn't Sally Mae, the most dreaded ranch wife in Ochiltree County. And it wasn't even her husband. It was my very best pal in the whole world, Little Alfred. He hadn't gone to bed yet.
Hanky, what are you doing in here?
I flew into his arms with a rush of gratitude. Oh, happy day. Oh, sweet salvation. Alfred would never believe all the terrible lies and rumors about me. He would understand that I'd always wanted to be a good dog and that, well, strange things happen in this world. I raised up on my back legs and began licking every square inch of his face, neck, and ears. The boy had earned it, and I held nothing back. But then my heart was frozen by a man's voice in the distance.
Alfred! Son, what is it?
Yipes, it was Loper, coming out the yard gate. I gave the boy an urgent look that said, Alfred, I think I can explain everything later. Right now, I'd better get out of here. Thanks, pal. I went straight into Turbo 5 and vanished into the night. Into the machine shed, actually. There, I watched as Loper's flashlight moved up the hill and across the gravel drive.
Alfred, what got the chicken so stirred up?
The boy walked towards his dad.
Well, there was something in the chicken house.
An animal?
Uh-huh.
I held my breath. I knew the lad didn't want to rat on me, but his dad pushed for more details.
A skunk? A coon?
The boy clasped his hands behind his back and looked up at the moon.
Well, it was awful dark, Dad. Maybe it was a tiger.
A tiger, yes, great answer. We could do a lot with that. A wild tiger had broken out of its cage in a traveling carnival. Yes, a carnival that had stopped for a few days in Twitchell. In the middle of the night, this terrible beast had ripped the bars out of the cage and... Uh-oh. Loper was walking towards the chicken house, shining his light on the ground. Oops. Remember what we said about the dry weather? Dry weather makes dust, and dust makes tracks. Loper studied the ground for a long time. Then,
son, did you find a dog in the chicken house?
The boy lowered his eyes and nodded.
Yes, sir.
Which dog? Never mind, I already know.
He opened the chicken house door and shined his light inside.
Well, I don't see any blood. He must have botched the job.
Dad, maybe he got lonesome.
Ha ha, I'll bet that was it.
Loper closed the chicken house door and glanced around. He looked very serious.
Hank, come here.
A cold shiver went down my spine. Yipes, they had put out a warrant for my arrest. Would I step out into the glare of the searchlights and take my punishment? That would have been the honorable course of action, the brave and noble thing to do.
I had always wanted to be brave and noble, right? So